It's over there. And so you're going to get it passed in the House. You're going to get it out of the Senate. But you may someday get a majority for it in the Senate. But I don't believe you'll ever get two-thirds for it in the Senate. And I think you can get the same thing. You know what they did? Katzenbach told them, said, here's what you do, fellas. Kind of like one of these Atlantic City deals that you were in on. Katzenbach told them, said, here's what you do. Now, here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to a three-judge appellate court. And you make your finding, and I'll take the authority. I'll have the authority. I'll go in. I'll get a prompt hearing. I can get it in 48 hours. Then I can appeal it direct to the Supreme Court. They considered it, almost wanted it. One or two of them said, well, we wouldn't have a fight or an issue, and we've got to dramatize this thing, so I can't take that. So they refused to take it. Humphrey thought they ought to take it. Everybody else thought they ought to take it. But they refused to take it. So he couldn't get anything else by. He's got Dirksen, and Dirksen's got a hell of a good legal staff, almost good as the Attorney General's. And the Attorney General knows it. And he's worked out two bills with him. So he figured that he had to make it stand up, so he had to go back and tell them it wouldn't work. Tell the Dirksens and so forth that he couldn't get the thing put over. Nothing was done. Tuesday morning, before they voted, I guess it's Tuesday morning, Humphrey was sitting in a leadership meeting with McCormick and the rest of us and all of us, and he got a call. And you know what the call was? It was from Teddy. And you know what he said? He said, we're willing to take what Katzenbach told us last week. And Humphrey said, wonderful, but I better stay out of it. I don't want to make him angry at me, Mansfield. But you all get over to Mansfield and tell him right quick. They went over and they got in Mansfield's office 25 minutes before the Senate met and told him they were ready to go with what Katzenbach had written out. And Mansfield said, well, I haven't got time to clear it with Dirksen. I haven't got time to clear it with the other people. And we better just vote on it. He's stubborn and mad anyway. So they voted on it. They didn't need to ever vote on it. They'd have made the decision a week before, or a day before, or so forth. So somebody's got to have some judgment, like you have, that's based on principle, but also based on realism. There's no use asking Ford to give you $9 an hour, even if he is selling more cars and making more than he ever made. He's not going to do it. But you might get three. And that's what we need up there.
Well, look, this is my point. I think, you see, I know you feel as I do, that on an issue this fundamental, it's a goddamn crime that most of your friends are on the wrong side.
That's right.
And it seems to me that there ought to be enough skill, enough common commitment and belief in what we're trying to do for men of goodwill to work this goddamn problem out.
Yes, what they've got to do is they've got to put on the best lawyer they've got that they trust. And I don't know whether it's Bill Hart or whether it's Bobby. Bobby, they tell me, really wanted to vote with Katzenbach. Believe that Katzenbach is a hell of a good lawyer. I think he is. The only reason I appointed him is because he was the Kennedy lawyer. And after I worked with him 6 months, I thought he could handle civil rights without being a suspect, without being a Texan. Could get along with the Kennedys, whom I don't want to fight, and would be good for the government. Now, there's not one president in 20 that would appoint the Kennedy man as his attorney general.
That's right.
Do you think you'd go over and get George Meany's lawyer or whoever it is, the guy that you kicked out of UAW or something? But I did it. I thought it was big. And I trust him. I don't think he'd double-cross me for Bobby Kennedy or the United States government or anybody else. He's going to just tell everybody what he thinks. And he's honest. Now, he's got some good people advising him. He's got Cox over in Solicitor. He's got John Doerr over in the Civil Rights and so on and so forth. They need to get Katzenbach, who is not arbitrary, not stubborn, backs up every day in cabinet and says, well, let's try it this way if you don't like it that way. Get him and the best lawyer they got, maybe Phil Hart or whoever he is. They ought to sit down and agree on something that all Democrats except the South can agree on.
Well, that's what I'm going to work towards.
That's all it is to it. I don't give a goddamn what it is, and even if the court holds it's unconstitutional. All right, but I can't sign a bill my attorney general tells me is unconstitutional.
Now, that's right. There's no argument about that. It seems.
Did you hear that?
that I can't disagree with that at all. Nobody else can.
All right, well.
If you've got a man who's your attorney general, you have to either listen to him or get another one.
That's right. And just bear in mind, they have never thought about this process of first getting the cloture, second getting it passed, and third getting it signed. Because they think it takes care of me one little inch. They don't know me. They got the wrong bear for the tail.
Well, I know you, and that's why I know that you're going to do this job.
Well, you tell them you're the only goddamn one that's had time enough and hasn't been busy enough and got nothing to do out there but handle a few 100,000 auto workers that's ever disgusted with me. I never have had an opportunity to talk to one of them about it.
I think that's a goddamn scandal.
I used to, and I even wanted to get a little resolution through to go over the weekend. I'd call Eisenhower and say, Mr. President, this is something that might interfere with your plans, and what do you think about it? But here's what they call the Johnson bill. Every day it suffers some, it's a Johnson bill. When it's going good and it's high and mighty, it's a bill that's drafted by the Kennedy boys, Attorney General, and Mansfield and Dirksen. But since some bitch gets in trouble, it becomes a Johnson bill. Well, it's not mine. I just told him before any negro raised a question, you or anybody else, I said, long, I'm not going to be president long. But while I am president, brother, I'm going to take care of voting in this country, and everybody's going to be able to vote. And that's what I want done. I'd like to do it at 18. I'd like to do it free. I don't give a damn how ignorant they are. They can be, they got enough instinct to know how to vote because they've been voting for me all these years. A lot of ignorant people.
You only got PhD degrees. You've never made it,
would you? Never would. No, sir. My Mexicans, most of them can't read and write.
But they know who's there.
They're just like my beagle. They can smell around the heels, and they know just who's who. They can.
Sometimes they have a hell of a lot more common sense than the guy with the degree.
My beagle runs up, and he smells my ankles, and he knows that this is the man right here. And
Well, you're doing a great job, and I look forward to seeing you next
time. Thank you, fella. Thank
I'll be in fella. Touch with you.
All right.
Bye.
Hello. Waiting.